देवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 17 18 एंड 19 द डेजर्ट the descent of the river Ganga. I'll read 17 and 18 because there's no purport, and we'll do together text 19. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Sarvaguna Sankyanai Anantaya Vyaktaya Nama Iti. The most powerful Lord Shiva says, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. In your expansion is Lord Sankarshan. You are the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Although you are unlimited, you remain unmanifest to the non-devotees. Text 18. Bhaje bhajanyarana parapankajam bhagasya kritsnasya paramparayanam Bhakteshwalam Bhavita Bhutta Bhavanam Bhavapaham Twa Bhavabhav Mishwaram. Translation, O my Lord, you are the only worshipable person, for you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the reservoir of all opulences. Your secure lotus feet are the only source of protection for all your devotees, whom you satisfy by manifesting yourself in various forms. O my Lord, you deliver your devotees from the clutches of material existence. Non-devotees, however, remain entangled in material existence by your will. Kindly accept me as your servant. In text 19. Yasya maya kuna chita brittivir nirikshato hi Anvapi drishtir ajyate ishe yata no jita manyu ranghasang kastam namanyate jigisur atmanaha Nayasya maya guna chitta vritibir nirikshato hi anvapi drishti rajyate ishe yatano jitaman yurhanghasang kastam namanyate jigisurat manaha. Nayasya maya guna chitta vrittibir narikshato hi anvapi drishti rajyate ishe yata no jita manyurhanghasam kastam namanyate jigisur atmanaha. Nayasya maya guna chitta vrittivir nirikshato hi anvyapi drishti rajyate ishe yata no jita manyurhanghasam kastam namanyate jigisurat manaha. Nayasya maya guna chitti vrittivir nirikshato hi anvapi drishti rajyate ishe yata no jita manyurhanghasam kastam namanyate jigisuratmanaha. Nayasya maya guna chitta vrittibir. Nirikshato yanvapi drishti rajyate. Isheyata nojita manyuranghasam. Kasdam namanyate jigisurat manaha. Matajis. Na, never. Yasya, whose? Maya, of the illusory energy. Guna, in the qualities. Chitta, of the heart. Vrittibi, by the activities. Thinking, feeling, and willing. Nirikshata, of him who is glancing. He, certainly, anu, slightly, api, even, drishti, vision, ajyate, is affected, ishe, for the purpose of regulating, yata, as, na, of us, ajita, who have not conquered. Manyu, of anger. Ranghasam, the force. Ka, who? Tam, unto him, the Supreme Lord. Na, not. Manyate, excuse me. Manyeta, would worship. Jigisu, aspiring to conquer. Atmana, the senses. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. We cannot control the force of our anger. Therefore, when we look at material things, we cannot avoid feeling attraction or repulsion for them. But the Supreme Lord is never affected in this way. Although he glances over the material world for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and destroying it, he is not affected even to the slightest degree. Therefore, one who desires to conquer the force of the senses must take shelter of the supreme, of the lotus feet of the Lord. Then he will be victorious. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always equipped with inconceivable potencies. Although creation takes place by his glancing over the material energy, he is not affected by the modes of material nature. Because of his eternally transcendental position, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in this material world, the modes of material nature cannot affect him. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is called transcendence. And anyone who wants to be secure from the influence of the modes of material nature must take shelter of him. Nayasya maya guna chita vrittibir nirikshito hi anu narikshito hi anvapi drishtir ajyate ishe yata no jitaman yuranghasang kastam naman yeta jigisurat manaha. We cannot control the force of our anger. Therefore, when we look at material things, we cannot avoid feeling attraction or repulsion for them. But the Supreme Lord is never affected in this way. Although he glances over the material world for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and destroying it, he is not affected, even to the slightest degree. Therefore, one who desires to conquer the force of the senses must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Then he will be victorious. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Kinanjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, that my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, I think Lord Shiva is speaking. Who is speaking? Huh? Lord Shiva is speaking. That we can't control our senses because of our being nitya badha, eternally conditioned in this material world. We're attracted and we're repulsed due to the modes of material nature. People think that they're very independent, especially nowadays. Oh, for so many years, there's different independent movements. The racial independence, women's independence. Srila Prabhupada actually said that the women's independence movement was promoted by men for the purpose of exploiting women. We were very shocked at first when we heard Prabhupada said this. But when you analyze the actual fact, because everyone wants to exploit sense gratification, of course, it's much better for the sense gratifier that if women and men are so-called independent and can do anything they like, then we can exploit each other to the best degree. But spiritual life, Lord Shiva is pointing out, means kamasya nendriyapati labo jivata yavata jivasya tatva jignasya narto yascheya karma bhi. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Lord Shiva is also pointing out, life's desires should not be aimed at gratifying the senses, but one should desire to live only because this human form of life enables us to inquire after what is the absolute truth. In this material world, we're attracted naturally. Everyone is attracted by the different modes of material nature. Someone is attracted by something very passionate. Someone is attracted by something in the mode of ignorance. Someone else may be attracted by something more in the mode of goodness. But we're being pushed and pulled by the modes of material nature. Sometimes accepting and other times rejecting. This is the business of the mind. The untrained mind is accepting and rejecting all the time. Accepting something favorable for our sense gratification and rejecting that which does not give us sense gratification, immediate or ultimate. But Lord Shiva is pointing out, and the Shastras point out repeatedly, Lord Krishna is pointing out, that life's desires should not be aimed at sense gratification. That the purpose of this human form of life, we've been given this human form of life, atato brahma jignasa, to inquire after the absolute truth, to inquire into what is our position and how to stop the suffering, not only for ourselves, but to stop the suffering of mankind. People are suffering so much, even so-called religious people. We have meetings with the Episcopal leaders, the heads of the archdiocese, the Episcopal archdiocese, and other groups. And one of the head, what do they call, ministers for, I think it's called Inland Empire, the east of here, on the 10, for the entire Inland Empire, she's studying courses in meditation, and she wants to study more Krishna consciousness, because she told us at the meeting that what's lacking in Christianity, what's lacking in the members of my church, is any performance of sadhana. People come to services once a week or even once a day, and they hear for a few minutes the minister speak from the pulpit. But she said they have no practical practice. They have no practice of meditation, chanting, kirtan. So she invited us, Reverend Karen McQueen, to come and teach her students, her congregation, chanting of the Maha Mantra, to teach them meditating, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. I said to her that won't you get thrown out of the Episcopal Church if you're teaching something else? She said, no, I just tell them this is yoga. We just say we're going to add yoga, and yoga includes chanting, hearing, praying, worshiping, serving, offering everything to, and befriending. This is real yoga. She's offering yoga class. People think they're going to stand on their heads and stand on their hands and dance. Perform breathing exercises. But actually, in her gravity and her intelligence, she wants them to take up hearing and chanting. And also she's going to introduce a type of meditation. Of course, Srila Prabhupada said, we have no experience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down, meditate. He said the gopis never sat down and meditate. We were at one Shivananda yoga, and we unfortunately made this quote. I didn't realize that their whole premise is meditation. So Prabhupada said, we never heard the gopis sit down, meditate. Chanting, dancing, yes. Prabhupada explains in the lectures on the Bhagavad Gita that for the bad child, anyone who's a parent knows this, your child is rambunctious and out of control, sit down and be quiet. I think they call it nowadays time out. But for a good child, my dear child, you do this, you do that, so many things. So Prabhupada said, similarly, for the bad, what they call kuyogi, for the bad yogi, sit down, meditate, time out. You sit down and be quiet. Don't say anything. But for the bhakti yogi, you have to do so many activities in Krishna consciousness. And that isn't just ritual. Sometimes, especially in the other religions of the world, they even look at our deity worship and our activities as ritual. There may be some rituals, but all rituals, samsidhir haritosanam, are meant to bring us to attraction to the personality of Godhead. We understand that at the time of death, ante narayana smriti, whatever we're thinking of, that will attain. Most persons don't believe in the afterlife. They don't believe that in reincarnation. They only believe that this life is everything. My own father, he said, even though he gave some money to the devotees, had devotees come and stay at our house in Niles, Illinois. He said before he passed away, he said, the older I get, the more I see that this life is all that there is. And I said, well, what do you think of this life? He said, well, it was a little bit of a disappointment. Actually, he meant to say it was a great disappointment. You have so many dreams and aspirations, and life does not turn out exactly the way one planned it. He did not plan on getting cancer of the adrenal glands. Of course, he was elderly. He called me into his room, and I said, so what's the prognosis? He said, well, there's very good news. I said, really? He was supposed to die in like 3 weeks. I said, what's the good news? He said, well, there's lots of good news. I said, tell me. He said that, first of all, he had diabetes for 25 years. He said, my diabetes is completely gone. My blood sugar and all my diabetic symptoms are completely gone. I said, that's good. And secondly, I'm back to what I weighed in high school. He weighed 140 pounds, 5'11", due to the cancer. I said, oh, that's fantastic, Dad. I said, what's the bad news? He said, oh, I'm going to die in 3 weeks. They're giving up on chemo, giving up on everything. So I tried to talk to him, Ante Narayana Smriti. And he said, no, it's just all memories. You go to sleep. They put you in the place and you go to sleep. And most people believe that. Or they believe that they're going to go to a heaven where your great aunts and great uncles and parents and grandparents are all just sitting there waiting for you. Sometimes it's hard for me to understand. We were discussing what heaven is like and that they're all sitting and waiting. Even my father, before he passed, he got into one car accident going back to Arizona on the Highway 10. And we went to visit him way out in Ontario someplace. And he was saying that his mother had come to see him. And that he's going to join his mother. Mother died when he was 15 years old. Father died when he was 5. But somehow they think, because the memory of them is in the mind, accepting and rejecting mind, that the parents are sitting there for 60 years just waiting for you to come. Other Christian believers also, oh yeah, your family is waiting. The dog, the frog that died, the bird that you killed, they're all waiting for you in heaven to reunite with you again. You can go back and be, they're all just sitting there waiting. And then you'll sit and wait for your kids. Sounds pretty boring. That's why everyone's scared to death to pass away. Because you pass away and you're just going to sit and wait or just go into the ground. It's a scary idea. But the Vaishnav knows that this life isn't the all in all. It's just very quick. Life is very short, this life. And that next life, depending on the consciousness, one is going to attain what one is desirous of. So if we maintain a desire for sense gratification and maintain the hope and aspiration for comfort and joy in this material world, then we'll be sent back to this material world to take up where we left off. But the Shastras also tell us that there is a place beyond this mundane world, freed from lust, anger, and greed. And one who keeps one's consciousness fixed by practicing. There was someone was telling us that he had done martial arts for a year, but when he got into a fight, he forgot everything and just started swinging wildly and going crazy. So my son was there, and he told him, because he had practiced martial arts since he was 5 years old for 5-6 years. And he said, you have to practice every day, and you have to put it in so that your muscles automatically move, so that when you are in a situation where you have to defend, that it just comes naturally, in a mundane sense. In the spiritual sense, because we're practicing every day to go to Mangalarti, to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra constantly, to engage in devotional service, we'll go to that place where there's Mangalarti and chanting. Naturally, at the time of death, naturally, we're training our entire life so that at the time of death, Ante Narayana Smriti, we can think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and go to that place where Krishna is presiding and there's amorous pastimes. Krishna wants us to be with Him. But we have affection. Instead of putting our affection in Him, we are putting our affection into this material world and the concomitant attachments that are there in this material world. Krishna wants us to think of Him, offer obeisances, worship Him, come to Him, surrender everything to Him. He actually, in the material sense, if you like someone too much, they call that codependence. It's a very bad thing. And if you think of them all the time and follow them around, you're called a stalker. You could be arrested. You will be arrested. She's stalking me. It's a very bad thing. It's a type of sickness. They'll put you in some mental institution. Why are you so dependent? It's codependent. But in the spiritual sense, Krishna wants us to become His stalkers. We're stalking Krishna. We can't stop thinking of Him. At least we're supposed to not stop thinking of Him. And following Him everywhere and reading about Him. And talking about Him. Did you see what Krishna was wearing today? Wasn't it wonderful? Did you see the new outfit today? If someone talked about someone in the material world that much, they'd be institutionalized. Worse than stalker. Something seriously off. But that desire is there. That system is there because Krishna wants us to think of Him. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. Think of me. Always. Always think of me and never forget about me, Krishna says. Follow everything I say. Think of me all the time and come to me all the time. Krishna wants us to be His lover. And Krishna won't reject. You know, you're a little too codependent. Can you, get a life? We never hear Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita, get a life, will you? Can we just be friends? Of course, that's a wonderful thing too. Arjuna was his friend. But Krishna wants us to be full with love and devotion to Him. to be his lover. He never says, you know, this isn't really working out. I thought this was going to be a little different, but you're really not the person I thought you were. Krishna never rejects. Krishna wants our love, and in any way, through the agency of the spiritual master, that we give our love and devotion, then Krishna reciprocates. Unlike this material world, you give your love and devotion, you follow a person everywhere, and they call 911. Not recommended. Don't try this at home. But Krishna, you follow him everywhere. Think of him always. Do everything he says like a servant. And it's the topmost position. When we pass from this world, then we attain Krishna. And for the devotee, there's no fear of leaving this world because Srila Prabhupada one time described here in Los Angeles that for the devotee, he's like a kitten in the mouth of the cat. When death comes, death is the cat. And when death comes, a devotee is a kitten. And then Prabhupada went, meow, in the class. I'm secure. Said, but the non-devotee is a rat in the mouth of the cat. And Prabhupada went, I think you were here, Naikama. Chi-chi-chi-chi-chi-chi-chi-chi. Devotees were laughing like anything. Prabhupada was imitating the sound of a rat. And then he said, I'm condemned. For the rat, he's condemned. Same thing in the mouth of the cat. But for one whose consciousness is that this world is the all in all and that's it, or I'm going to go join my relatives. You already had a dysfunctional family in this world. You want to go to the dysfunctional heaven. They say everyone's family in this world is dysfunctional. Then why do you want to go to heaven with your family and they're all sitting there waiting for you at the table for the last 80 years? That Nana's been there waiting for you since she passed away in 1927. I never met my grandparents, but according to my tradition, I'll meet them at the time of death. I'll go see my grandparents. Tell you God's honest truth, I don't think I want to see my grandparents. I'm sure they're lovely people, but I wouldn't recognize them, I'm sure. They say they even have a song, will you know my name if I see you in heaven? Will I look the same if I see you in heaven? I don't even belong in heaven, the song goes. It's a poem. I know it won't be long, but to tell you the truth, I don't belong in heaven. So maybe we'll meet in the other place according to Christian tradition. Be a little more easy to recognize in the heat. But Vaishnav tradition is there's no fear for death. Because that person that we've been stalking for so many years, Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, they're performing their activities in another place. And for the devotee, Prabhupada said, he closes his eyes, Hari Lilamrita Bachaha. That was the verse that Prabhupada gave here in Los Angeles so many years ago. Prabhupada said in the class, devotee, he closes the eyes and opens it, and then he's in the spiritual world. We're going to another, it's like sometimes when we travel, Savas knows, everyone knows they travel. You go to another place and you're leaving this place. Of course, poor Savas Prabhu, he has to get all the phone calls and emails constantly, so he never really leaves. But some of us get to leave and we forgot we were even here after 3-4 days. We're in another place. So for the Vaishnava, for the devotee, the time of death means we're going to another place. Hopefully, Ante Narayana Smriti, to the place where Krishna is having his pastimes, or at least another opportunity at devotional service to be born in the family of Vaishnavas, or to higher planets, where Srila Prabhupada, somewhere where Srila Prabhupada is continuously preaching the eternal Sankirtan movement. Someone even asked me one time, what do you think it'll be like when you pass away? I said, I personally think Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Sridhar Maharaj will be there, and there'll be a bus, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj will say, where were you, sir? We were waiting for you. What are you doing? I actually have a vision of that. Prabhupada wants you to come now. That for Vaishnav to pass from this world is a joyous thing. Even we have to come back to somewhere in this material world to continue our devotional service, there's no lamentation. So this was so inspiring that this Episcopal teacher, minister, and head of the Inland Empire Episcopal Church, wants her devotees, her congregation, to take up sadhana bhakti, specifically sadhana bhakti, and said, this is what's missing. We call ourselves religious people, but we have no sadhana. So for us, it's so important to keep our sadhana very regulated and strict, to always become Krishna's stalkers in the good sense. Always seeing what's... If we miss Krishna at Mangal Arti, we're like, oh my goodness, I missed him. If we miss one round of japa, or the japa period, we fell asleep because we were out late or something, we're in a frenzy that we have to chant japa quick. Krishna wants our japa. I have to chant japa so my mind isn't accepting and rejecting being attracted in this material world. And by that practice, because Krishna is transcendental, janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo veti tatvataha. One who knows that Krishna is transcendental and who engages in the service of the transcendent, he or she also becomes transcendent. The only way to get beyond this attraction and repulsion of the material world talked about by Srila Prabhupada in today's purport is by becoming absorbed in that person who is transcendental, Lord Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. And by having their association, we too become transcendental. And Krishna-ized, Prabhupada explains, just like you put the iron into the fire, it becomes like fire. So this is our business, and our business is not only for ourselves, but Srila Prabhupada taught us and urged us that this is for everyone, for us to give to everyone. People are suffering in this world. Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayasojana paramaradhanam taddi purushasya kilatmana. The greatest tapa, tapyante lokatapena, the greatest in any planet, tapyena lokatapena sarva prayasojana. The sadhus have concluded, saintly persons have concluded, to accept austerity and penance of helping others, of giving others Krishna consciousness. People are suffering. Things are not getting better. The volcano in Iceland is still erupting and will go on perhaps for months and months. I think they said Govindarao Prabhu said 100 years ago, it erupted for 2 years. They didn't have planes then, so they didn't realize how damaging it was. But as our society is advancing, science is advancing, so much technological advancement. I went to the doctors, and they did some different medical things. And I said, is this something new? No, we've been doing this for about 70, 80 years. Do you have some new technology you can zap or something like from Star Trek? You can wave the wand and... No, they put you on this machine and take your blood out and put it through and put it back in. Been going on for 50 years, 60 years. Or they give you a shot. Billions of dollars spent, same technology. Very little change. What to speak, even if there was change and even if there was is advancement, keeping someone alive so they can stay a little bit longer in this world to prepare them for uniting with their totally dysfunctional family in heaven. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Some people don't even talk to their relatives, especially relatives. My mother did not talk to her sister for years. Aunt Judy. Suvasana Kama met her. My mother, they don't invite her to anything, and she's going to be there in heaven waiting for them? They refuse to talk to her. I should ask. I think that's my next plan. Are you not going to talk to Aunt Judy when you guys get to heaven together? Since you didn't talk for the last 30 years and she's your sister. My brother tried to borrow from me $250,000 he wanted me to sign for him to go to Oxford to go to a school. He hadn't called me up in 8 years, but he called me up to co-sign on $250,000 loan. I kind of refused. First of all, saying I don't even have $250,000 or $250,000 rupees. He was very upset. And if I was Judeo-Christian in consciousness, I would have to look forward to being with him in heaven. To loaning my brother more money in heaven. I can't imagine. I'd want to stay alive as long as I possibly could. Put me on any machine. Keep me alive. Do anything you can. Put me on the breath thing. I'll be in a coma. Anything but go to heaven and be harassed by my brother. So we have the other point of view that the spiritual world is a wonderful place. All Vaikuntha people are there because it is Vaikuntha. And worst case scenario, we come back and you're born in New Dwarka or some other ISKCON community. That's a great scenario. That's worst case for Vaishnava. Guarantee. Any questions or discussion? Yes, Prabhuji. The question is it possible for the living entity to stay eternally conditioned? The word is nitya badha and nitya mukta. Eternally liberated, eternally conditioned. More or less, all of us are eternally conditioned. That's why it's so difficult to take up spiritual life, although it should be so easy and attractive. Most people, most of us find it extremely difficult because we're practically speaking eternally bound. And some people remain eternally bound. Therefore, it's our duty to give them some taste of Krishna consciousness. A cookie, the Maha Mantra, Prabhupada's book, so that they could break out of their eternal buddha, eternal. It's scary. Any other questions? Comment? All glories to Sri Guru Nanak.